Namibia, normally a very dry country, has been pummeled with torrential rains for the past 5 weeks. The United Nations reports the scale of the disaster is huge. It says the level of the Zambezi River has risen 7 meters. Heights such as these have not been recorded since 1963. Although the intensity of the rains has calmed, the rainy season is expected to continue for the next 4 weeks. Spokeswoman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Elizabeth Beers, tells VOA this could have dramatic consequences, especially for health.
Those floods could trigger malaria outbreak and all other waterborne disease. Stagnant water, the larvae are developing in this type of water, and it's of concern for the health of the population.
Beers says the water and sanitation system has broken down, and there are fears that flooding in the north could lead to a further spread of cholera. A few days ago, the president of Namibia declared an emergency for the north central and northeastern parts of Namibia and appealed for international assistance. She says an interagency team, which recently visited the Kuvalai region in northern Namibia bordering Angola, has returned with a list of priority needs.
Water, sanitation, of course, food, because most of the crops have been damaged, and of course, shelter for the people who have been evacuated, and some other are still stranded. So our concern now is logistic, because to help those people and to deliver assistance to those people, we would need a huge logistic operation with boats and helicopter to deliver food or assistance, and also to evacuate people.
Another interagency team left for the flood area of Kavrivi a few days ago. Beer says the United Nations is waiting for the findings of that mission before launching an appeal on behalf of Namibia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.